This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Tyler in Newton.
First of all, Rick, you're the man. Dave, you're so smart. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, though, so I hate most of your takes. And DCR was the best, especially when you guys did Mary Lover Trash.
That's not us. That's because I ran it. This is Santillo vehicle now. He's the one that made it all buttoned up.
All right, come on, Raymond.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
RJ, did you screen my call? Because that was a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Oh, for God's sakes.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Does it upset the two of you at all behind the glass that that gentleman had no differentiation between the two of you whatsoever, and you were really the same person?
I'm actually more troubled by the fact that he was just off on a lot of things. Like, he called RJ the Cowboy fan. Did you hear that?
Because you guys were the same person to him.
No, but he was calling him. It's too much, man. There was a lot there on that phone call.
I feel like we have a lot of similarities. I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you're both, I mean, all you do is tongue bath each other.
That's
both
right.
Your hair and
God
everything
forbid
else.
You ever take a shot at one of the others.
Well, somebody's got to be supportive of each other on this show.
We're supportive of you.
Yeah, see, that's Dave brings bananas.
You exhibited that on Monday with your question.
You know, no, it was your question.
Well, with your answer, I'm sorry.
So then, you know what? What do you want me to lie? That's what you want. You can try as all hell. I'm not going to lie to anybody.
I've picked up on that, yeah.
So if you don't want an honest answer, don't ask the question.
I will say you've also garnered an unforeseen amount of support with your vocalization of not wanting your second child and telling your child that.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of people that support you that have called in.
Really?
It's a little troubling, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm honest and I'm right.
Yeah. Does that say more about Dave or does that say more about the listeners?
No, now you're going to take shots at our listeners.
I don't take it as a shot. I'm just saying it's a little troubling. That's all.
Got a text from a buddy of mine. He says they're completely wrong. It's going to light his fire to constantly put his best foot forward in the classroom and on the lacrosse field.
So that's what you're doing. So
In your mind,
when he was a baby,
nope.
He told Sherry, I don't want this kid.
Nope. That's not what I was doing whatsoever.
So it's supposed to serve as motivation is what you're telling me?
Right.
No, I didn't say that. It wasn't my plan.
So Yankees, let me get this right. So Yankees making their players cut their hair and shave, bad.
Ridiculous.
Telling your child you don't want them, good.
I don't think it's good. I just think it's indifferent. I mean, what? You've never been on a date with someone or... I have a friend that the woman didn't even like him when they first went out. She's like, oh, he's kind of gross. I don't really like him. They got married, and they're very happy. So she's like, I didn't even like you when I first met you. Why is that bad?
Well, she clearly, I mean, ran out of options. I mean, how do you go into something not liking somebody and then end up married?
Well, she saw him. She's like, I just don't find him all that attractive, and he seems like a nice enough guy, but there's no real interest. And she went out with him again and again and again. She's like, you know what? He has a lot to offer, and I do like him, and now she's thrilled to be married to this guy.
I think that's different, though. She initially didn't like his looks.
Yeah, how did
we? And then once she got to know him.
How did we end up here? There's a lot of important details
being left out.
Well,
Alex wasn't the cutest baby either.
Oh. See, if I were that man, though, I think you go to bed every night knowing, like, oh, she thinks I'm hideous.
Yeah, right.
That never leaves your mind.
Yeah, I don't know whether she ever told him that or she told Sherry that.
Well, it's out there
now. Now knows.
Well, I didn't give names.
Why don't you?
The bag she made him wear on his head didn't give it away?
Like Saints fans when they were the Aints?
when they went to the nicer restaurants, he had to wear a bag over his head.
Yeah, or just he faces the wall.
She can't be seen in public with him,
yeah,
but it's
fast
okay.
Fast food, he was allowed to be himself, but in like a really nice restaurant. He ran the show at KFC, Burger King, Wendy's. But when they went to, you know, Daniel, then he had to... had to bag it up.
We're going to see you in the corner. You face the wall.
I don't you face that way. Wear a really nice shirt and you face that way. Oh, my God. All right. Should we get to some of these calls or do you want to get into the Knicks? You tell me.
The time is now for some David support, I think.
All right. Let's see what the people have. Bill in Queens. Bill loves me. That was so unfortunate. You see what just happened, RJ?
You probably heard that now. Now he's that you kick yourself over for a long time over that.
That might be Ugly Bill. That might be the guy Dave was talking about.
He's like, Beth, is that you?
I went to go to the call, and he hung up just as I was about to go to the call.
You know who Malkin reminds me of? The ugliest man in the world.
Oh, and that's fine.
That's not my son.
As far as you know.
You think of Kenny Malkin as a son?
I was in St. Petersburg for a time.
Let's be honest. You've had your fair share of moments.
Don't try to start burying me now.
I'll take anybody down. Let's go to, before he hangs up, let's go to Claudio in the car. Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning, Dave. Listen, I'm not like you. I like my kids or whatever, but don't pay attention to all those snowflakes that are you going to traumatize your kids. No, they're going to appreciate your
honesty.
All right? Yes, because my mother, this is laughable, as Dominican, you understand we are mixed race. My father was black as night. Imagine my color, and she didn't like me just because of my skin. And it was public knowledge. Everybody knew it. I couldn't love my mother more. And I took care of her when her last years. I even quit a good job that I had, became a taxi driver so I can dispose of the time to take care of her personally because she couldn't stand a home attendant. So that's not going to affect your kid. They're going to respect you for your honesty.
See?
That's my two cents.
Thank you, Claudio. See, what do you guys say now?
Well, you heard how he prefaced the call, though. He's like, I'm not like you. I actually like my kids.
Okay, if you're under oath, hand to the Bible, sitting in the courtroom, and they said, do you believe Dave Rothenberg likes and loves his son Alex? What would you say?
Yes.
100%, right?
100%.
And I say it now, how much I adore him. At that time, I didn't want a child. I don't know why that's such an awful thing to say. It's not that I didn't want him specifically. I didn't want any additional child in the home.
Judge asked me another question. Has Dave done irreparable damage to Alex in some way that will eventually come out? And who knows what that
okay,
is.
Okay, so you find me the parent that hasn't done irreparable damage to the child. Really?
You're probably not wrong.
You mean when your dad held his nose?
I
mean, every parent has that.
I mean, what parent tells his coworker my son hit a bomb and it was a fly out to left?
Well, we had a miscommunication.
There's no miscommunication. A bomb is a home run.
A bomb does not necessarily equate to home run. A bomb could be a very well struck ball.
No, you can't just say he hit a bomb and then leave it at that. And then what do you think I think?
Well, it's not like you responded, a big fly, a home run, wonderful. You just shut up then. Had you responded with, I can't believe he hit his first home run, I would have said, no. I think we have a miscommunication. Didn't realize you would take it, run with it on air.
I was excited for him.
I would be excited, too, if he hit a home run. He has never, and he's a good hitter, never, ever, at any level, hit a home run.
Really? That's hard to believe. He's a big kid.
Big kid. Ever hit a home run.
He's going to hit one this year. I could feel it.
I hope so. Let's go to Kenny in Whitestone. Hi, Kenny. You're on 98.7.
Hi, guys. Hi, Dave. How you doing? I missed
you. Good, Ken.
Listen, Dave, I absolutely agree with you. Let me tell you a story. I was a teacher making very little money. My first daughter was born in 85. My second in 88. 93, my wife gets pregnant with twins.
Oh, God.
We were broke. Barely making the mortgage. And I didn't want them. And to this day, I get criticized for saying that.
Well, you know what,
I don't go up
Kenny, we are a safe space for you and people like you and people like us.
You know what? I'm sure you don't go up to Alex and say, I didn't want you anyway, right? You don't say that, right?
Well, not so much, no. No.
Well, Kenny has a legitimate reason. They were broke. You got a palatial estate.
Palatial estate.
beautiful. I mean, everything. This neighborhood you live in is amazing.
First of all, we didn't live in this neighborhood. We lived in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Which is nice.
And you know what? Maybe his response to me telling him and publicly letting him know and everyone know that I didn't, in fact, want him at the time, is he now is a North Carolina basketball fan, which you know is the team I hate the most of any team in college basketball.
And now he's out to spite you.
And so maybe this is his revenge tour.
Yeah, what happens, though, one day he just gets he's mad. This whole thing has been brewing inside him for just years and years and years, and he looks at you one day and he goes, you know what? You didn't want me. I didn't want you as my dad. That would be hurtful.
That would be very hurtful. The only way I can answer that is to tell you this portion of the show is driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Did you hear who practiced for the Knicks yesterday?
Julius Randle.
That's right. Does that make you feel a little better or move the needle at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard his boot was off, it moved a bit.
Good news.
Needle doesn't need a lot. Thing starts bouncing, anything.
So, I mean, I guess we have no idea what version of Julius Randle we're going to get on Saturday.
None. No, I think, I said it to you the entire time, he was going to play. Like, he's not the kind of guy. I mean, if it's strictly just a pain thing, the guy doesn't miss games. I mean, it's one of the best things about him is he's always available. Unfortunately, it's a freak injury. And if there's nothing, like, if there's no real structural damage that he could, you know, could affect him long term, and it's just
he's
going to
play.
Of course, he's playing.
He's going to play. Here is Tibbs, as a matter of fact, saying Randle has made some progress. Here he is.
Well, he meets with medical every day, so you know, when he's ready to go, he's ready to go. But good, steady progress each day, a little bit better.
Is game one a possibility?
Well, game one is what, Saturday, so we'll see.
I'm sorry, and maybe I'm wrong. There is no way he doesn't play game one.
I would be shocked.
No way he doesn't play game one.
If he doesn't play game one,
anything that he plays.
Yes, if he doesn't play game one, I will buy you whatever produce you want.
Oh,
from 69th, just whenever you want it.
Really?
Yes.
That's my baby. The produce man, the mart on the corner 69th, that's my guy.
Well, yeah. Well, who knows if you want that baby? Is this a baby that you want?
You know what? I started this relationship. Now it's not funny. It's not worthy of a clang. I bring in clementines. I bring in bananas.
Yeah, but what if for some reason I want to spice things up with some kiwi?
Then tell me what you'd like, and I'll bring in kiwi. I was going to bring in grapes. You did say that you will. You will wash the fruit I bring in, right?
I will wash, yes, and I will cut whatever we need cut.
Okay, so if I bring in like a beautiful pineapple.
Oh, I'll dice that bad boy.
Oh. If I bring in, say, mango.
Ha ha. Yep.
Okay, I just want to be sure.
Tricky pit with the mango, but I'll work my way around it.
Okay, I know you will.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday, 6 o'clock. I'm very excited for this. Game one, Knicks and the Cavs. Of course, you can hear the entirety of the game and the pregame and shows leading up to it. And we're going to have a little kind of postgame show as well on 98.7 ESPN. Every Knicks game will be right here, 98.7 ESPN. Yeah, and I heard you guys discussing it. Third most important player on the Knicks for this series. Is it Hart? Is it Quickley? Is it R.J. Barrett? And you said, what was your answer? Did you say Hart?
No, I think I said Quickley.
You said Quickley. All right. I'd say who I'm gonna give you. Who do you think I'm going to say?
Well, I know you love Josh Hart.
Love Josh Hart.
Here's the thing, because let me give you what I thought, how I thought through this.
All right.
And I even mentioned that Mitchell Robinson could also be involved in RJ's answer, just because of how important the rebounding and stuff is going to be. Was we all love Josh Hart. Josh Hart his game is made for the playoffs. It should be R.J. Barrett. I think a little piece of everyone is hoping it is R.J. Barrett. But the guy that's been the most consistent elite defender is IQ. Right? Especially if Julius Randle's not at 100%. You're going to need someone to score points.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I'll tell you why. And I agree with that. It's a valid point. But you almost brought me to where I am. And that is R.J. Barrett, for me, is the answer. Because I know what Josh Hart's going to give me. Josh Hart is going to give me 13 points and 5 rebounds and 3 assists and good defense and, you know, do all the dirty work. I know that. Quickly, I anticipate he's going to play well, and he's been very consistent lately, and he shoots well, and he defends at an elite level. I don't know what the hell I'm going to get from R.J. Barrett. Like, I could get really good R.J. Barrett. I could get can't step near the court in the fourth quarter R.J. Barrett. That's, for me, why he's the third most important, because you need him, and you don't know what you're going to get from him. So I'll go R.J. Barrett, but to be honest with you, I don't think there is a wrong answer here to this question.
No, there's not a wrong answer, because you're going to need everybody. If the Knicks are going to win the series, you're going to need all the guys that were just mentioned, including Mitchell Robinson, who wasn't in the initial CMT, because of how important, second chance points and rebounds and everything else is going to be. Because he's going to have his hands full, man, with Jared Allen, Mobley. They got some big boys down there.
They have some big boys. They're athletic and they're good defenders.
Right. They're one of the best best defensive team in the NBA. It's just they have Donovan Mitchell, obviously, which you're going to have to slow down. I mean, they don't score a ton of points, but again, I think things will just naturally usually slow down in the playoffs anyway and tighten up, but yeah, I thought when you asked me the question originally, what are you most excited about? I thought it was going to be like the Knicks game, which like Saturday feels like way too long to have to wait.
Yes, these are long spaces. Well, you know what? Because the Knicks did their job and they don't have to play in this play-in tournament.
And it's good for us. It's to our benefit too that Julius gets the extra time to rest up.
It's great. So you're going to see him. I mean, listen, there's no way. I mean, and the coach playing coy with. I mean, I hope we're going to see him. And come on, there is no way he's not playing in this game on Saturday.
But he got the boot off. Unless it's way worse.
I'll
than
tell you what. If you find out 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time Julius Randle is not playing in this game, this series is over.
Would be shocked.
I would be beyond, like, stunned beyond anything. And the series, because if he can't play in game one, it means that the injury is way worse than I ever anticipated, and he'll probably give you nothing for the entire series.
But I'm telling you what, there'll be plenty of people that would call into the show and say we're better off because they all love them some Obi.
Obi Toppin did well in that starting role.
Of course he did. Of course he did. I think it's going to be a little bit different when we start talking about.
Well, of course it is.
Going up against Cleveland in a playoff atmosphere.
Listen, going up against Indiana, where the games are really, for all intents and purposes, completely meaningless, and going up against Cleveland, who's way more talented, and it's a 7-game series, and there's a focus on Julius Randle. Julius Randle is better than Obi Toppin. Julius Randle, when he was game planned for 2 years ago, was horrendous.
But the problem was it was just only Julius. I mean, it was Julius Randle.
That's right. It's a completely different animal. Let's see what the people think. 1-800-919-3776. Anthony in Spring Valley. Good morning, Anthony. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing.
All right. Well, real quick, man. I think the most important would be Josh Hart. And as a matter of fact, I think he should even start over Barrett just to give the defense, set the tone defensively because – I don't think it's going to stop Donovan Mitchell, but I think they'll slow him down enough where the Knicks will be able to compete from that point on.
I think you're going to see that lineup, though.
Yeah, I think. I mean, you've seen that lineup plenty. That's good. That's going to be the That's the lineup that Tibbs trusts the most. I don't know if that means. It probably doesn't mean he starts. He'll come off the bench, but in crunch time, it's going to be.
Does it really matter though?
No, I get what he's saying. Like you don't want. Like how many times have you heard this season? It's, you know, Knicks let the opposing team get off early, and then it's tough to shut the water off. If all of a sudden, you know, Donovan Mitchell gets himself going early, you know, you're able to now take a deep breath and you can carry that confidence throughout the game. I understand what he's saying. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Well, it's not going to happen. But you're telling me that if Mitchell goes 4 for 5, 3 minutes, you couldn't quickly get, you know, Josh Hart or quickly in there?
Oh, of course. But, I mean, we've all seen it plenty. Like, I mean, if when push comes to shove, his most trusted lineup has Josh Hart, Brunson, and IQ in it. Like, that's his most trusted lineup.
And those guys are going to close the games unless something unforeseen happens.
Right. And listen, the other thing, too, is Quentin Grimes has been great.
Excellent. He's a good defender, and he's a really good shooter.
He's a really good shooter, but he's also, I mean, you're starting to see him finally, like he belongs, and he's more assertive, which I think is important.
Let's go to Ace in Brooklyn. Good morning, Ace.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're getting along, Ace. What do you got this morning?
I honestly think the third most important Nick in this series is going to be IQ. But I do think that if RJ has a bad series, we're going to run him out of town. Like, Knicks fans are not going to let him near the end of it. And I wanted to ask you guys, do you think I'm crazy for thinking if the Lakers stay healthy, they can make a run to the finals?
Yes. Did you watch any of the Lakers game last night?
I didn't. I was with my daughter, and I didn't get to catch it.
It was. First of all, they play a lot of guys that I don't know how good they truly are. I mean,
Austin Reeves is a good player.
I know, but Austin Reeves getting 30 plus minutes and your starting guard. I don't know. Listen, maybe I'm wrong. I would be. And you guys said this. You said they can beat Denver. I would be stunned if they won a series. So they're locked in now, right? And thanks for the call, Ace. They're locked in against Memphis.
Memphis, yeah, they're the 7.
I would be really surprised if the Lakers won that series.
See, I wouldn't be shocked if they won it. I mean, I don't think last night didn't inspire much confidence, but I don't know what the hell AD was thinking at the end of regulation. But
RJ, for no other reason than to make Rick feel uncomfortable, are we going to do postseason predictions?
Yeah, I think we have to.
Yeah. Friday?
Yeah, once the plans are all set.
These guys are the worst.
Yeah. Well, we won't have that.
Yeah, let's do
though,
them Friday. Definitely do them Friday.
Yeah, but Friday, all you're going to learn is the 8 seeds.
Yeah, I think we should do it Friday.
Well, if we're going to do it, though, we got to give Rick some time.
Yeah, Friday's good.
Rick needs to be on the show.
Oh, right. All right, so we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're flexible.
No, let's do it Friday. Friday's a perfect day.
We're very malleable.
Yeah, you're right. The 18s will be set after tonight. Let's do it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. Rick, good thinking.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Anyone that's interested in Stump Rothenberg today, which should be everybody, why don't you call in? Maybe ask him a Three's Company question.
Oh, you would have to really have some kind of significant question to stump me with Three's Company.
How about that? You know who sucks, by the way?
Who sucks?
Major League Baseball sucks.
What did they do?
You see what they did to Ohtani yesterday?
They checked him for foreign substance and it was the pitch clock?
It was the
pitch comm thing, yeah.
Which I told you about, like, what, 2 weeks ago? I mean, that's how great this guy?
We had a discussion on this show a couple weeks back, yes.
What are you trying to do? I mean, he's the face of your sport.
And now, God forbid you find something under
right.
Then what?
Yeah, then what? You just busted the best player? Like, again, we're going to do that. All these other leagues go out of their way to protect their players. We like to out our best players in Major League Baseball.
You are 100% accurate. I could not believe they did that. By the way, you see what he did last night?
Dude, he is he's an alien, I think.
I mean, guys are not supposed to do this.
In Little League, you're supposed to do this, not in Major League Baseball.
In Little League. Even in high school, you can get away with it. Guys do not, it does not happen.
No, I think he was made in a lab.
What did he throw, like six? Was it 6 or 7 shutout innings again last night? Allowed one hit.
He's getting better as a pitcher.
It's well, of course, it's scary though.
throwing 102 miles an hour. I was talking about that with someone yesterday. I forget who I was talking about, one of my baseball buddies, about how just, like, and this is a guy who played, like, high-level baseball and is like, this is just, it's not real.
Mm-mm.
And you remember, like, early on when this first happened, it was like some teams were hesitant to do it, and then would they need a six-man rotation? How long would this last? He's going to burn out. He can't do both at a high level. Well, surprise.
He's awesome. He really is. Let's go to Shooter in Stamford. Shooter, you're on 98.7, buddy. What's up?
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company. Welcome morning, back Shooter. Again, Dave. Morning, morning.
Morning.
Sherry had an ACL surgery, correct?
She had ACL, and it turns out there was some damage to the what did I say, Rick?
Meniscus
as well. Yep. Yes,
meniscus. So
lateral meniscus, if you want the full details. Yes,
which is the outside. Gotcha. The outside meniscus.
Yes.
Rick's probably already said this to you, being a superior athlete, but she has to have that machine that bends the knee back and forth. If you don't have it, get it.
Has it? She has an ice machine. She has the knee bending machine.
She's got plenty of machines.
Oh, you're the man, Dave. She's going to love that. Because if you don't have those things, you got to have people like bend your leg for you. Like I have
and
my
you know what, Shooter?
Brother and if, sister.
If,
was terrible.
If need be, I would bend the leg. I would. Yeah, I would. Whatever.
Know
whatever
what to
she
do. You wouldn't know what to do with the leg.
What do you mean? I could have been a physical therapist. Of course,
yeah,
I could
right.
bend the leg.
Had nothing. You had no idea.
No,
what to
she'd
do with
be
that
screaming
leg.
Like having a baby, Dave. Like
she
the worst pain. It's as close to having a baby as you get.
She's such a good patient. You might find this hard to believe. She's probably a better patient than me, and she is in like she's just like I feel so badly. She's in a lot of pain.
She's an angel. You just take care of it, Dave. Do your thing. You know,
I'm doing the best
You're
I can.
Good husband.
How about this, Shooter? Hang on a second, Rick. How about this? My mother sends me a text. She goes, "Make sure you take good care of her. I know you're capable."
She has no respect or faith in
what
you.
What does that mean?
Well, I think we all know what it means.
I know you're capable. Of course I'm capable.
I don't know.
Motivation?
Maybe. Maybe it's her way of telling me she didn't want me.
No.
Maybe. No, maybe it's her way. No. I mean, she calls you Peter Pan. I think we all understand that she doesn't think you have, like, you're not mature or adult enough to take care of your poor wife.
Well, I was watching tennis in the waiting room yesterday. Oh. And they tried to turn it off. I was like, excuse me. Excuse me, can we get the tennis back on? They're like, well, everybody else wants, like, you know, just the news or so. I was like, come on. I was like, I got the clay courts going on in Monte Carlo. Can I get that back on, please?
I had another idea, by the way, to take the heat off you. So
here we go.
If you lose the pickleball game versus Rick, why don't we have a softball game, DNR versus the Michael Kay Show versus it's you guys, the Four Horsemen, and you just get, like, regular callers so no one could bring a ringer.
Because we'll smash them.
I know. I'm pretty good, too.
Are you? You're a good player?
I'm pretty solid. I'm a solid high school baseball player.
Nice.
And softball player.
Nice. Hello. You never made it to the college level, though, huh?
No. I was too busy drinking and okay. Getting terrific grades.
Nice. And then you turn yourself into a high level teacher. So, Shooter, what do you got on the Knicks, bud?
All right, Knicks. I think it's pretty clear that Quickley is going to be our best option to step it up during the playoffs. He's been doing it all year. I think it's just going to continue, and I think RJ Barrett's the whipped cream on the Sunday, right? He shows up fantastic. And I don't think we run him out of town yet. I think this is going to be the low point for him, right? So, if it goes well, it goes well. Goes bad, he reaches rock bottom. He works with his godfather, Steve Nash, this summer. He comes back next year, and hopefully he earns the rest of his money on his contract, and he learns how to shoot. That's my take.
If he is not good, and thanks for the call, Shooter, if he is not good in this series, I think it would be – I don't know how he would get up from that, to be honest with you.
No, this is his opportunity, man. We were talking about this the other day with the Rangers. With the you know, Kakos and Lafreniers of the world. I mean, that what they did in the playoffs last year was, I mean, I didn't expect them to play as well as they did, but
they
did.
They were awesome.
Right. So RJ Barrett has an opportunity. I mean, did this year go the way, regular season-wise, go the way that we all hoped? No, it didn't. But he has a chance to fix all that. You know, if he comes out in this first round of the playoffs and is awesome, No one gives a crap about what happened during the 82.
No one. I mean, the regular season for a team like the Knicks matters a lot because that's usually the best you're going to get. For most teams, it's like, all right, I look at Kawhi Leonard. Now, I'm not comparing him to Kawhi, but it's like Kawhi, they don't care if he plays. They don't care what he does. Just produce in the postseason. That's what we are. As a society, evidenced by the Dallas Mavericks and other teams, we are all about the postseason. So you know what? Here's your opportunity. You go out there. If he plays really well, no one, like you said, no one will give two you-know-whats about what he did or didn't do in the regular season.
No, this is his opportunity, man. This is why, I mean, this is why you play the game. You understand what, you understand how excited the Knicks fan base is going to be if they find a way to win this series?
Do you know what it's going to, well, okay, game three, and we don't know when game three is going to be yet, right? We don't have a schedule for the series
yet. I think we know when game two is going to be.
Right, which is amazing. Because you know what the thing is? Game two could be Monday. It could be like Wednesday. You never know with the NBA.
Never have any idea.
It's awful. But all you want, could you imagine if the Knicks can go into Cleveland and split those two games, what it would be like game three at the Garden?
Amazing. Amazing. The place would be...
The place would be electric.
I don't even know if I was going to say electric, but I don't even know if that's strong enough.
I mean, I think Raymond might remember. Ray, how old were you in 94?
I was 10.
All right, so you probably have some kind of a memory. Do you remember what it was like at the Garden in 94 when the Knicks played and the Rangers played and the Knicks played and the Rangers played and the Rangers won the whole thing and the Knicks went to the, you know, game 7 of the NBA Finals? It was like Shangri-La here in
New York. It was a very exciting summer. And I thought it was one of those things that would last forever. That summer, like, actually what got me into hockey to begin with, because there was playing hockey in the street with some friends. There was playing NHL 94, and the Rangers just happened to be making a Stanley Cup run. It was awesome. Yep, and the Knicks, and awesome. the Knicks was, you know, to be a Knicks fan in the era when everybody was a Bulls fan and Michael Jordan was gone, like, you thought that was the year it was all going to happen. It was an amazing summer that year.
It should have happened.
Raymond, you're almost 40?
Getting there.
What are we doing for your 40th, buddy?
Oh, no. No. We don't do things.
No, no, we do things. The three of us will do things. You won't because you didn't invite
why
us.
Can't I celebrate his 40th with
because
him?
Because we didn't celebrate your 50th.
In all seriousness, on that note, I'll probably be at the Garden working that day.
No, you won't.
So.
Wait, 40 is that soon?
No.
No, because it's in February. It's in middle of February.
Time out. Let's figure this out. If he was 10 and 94.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would he be?
It'll be next year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a Stump Rothenberg question?
No. I don't want to start out with that gimme. No. It took me a minute.
Raymond, if you're at, I'm telling you right now, and you can mark this down in pen, whatever you want to mark this down in. If for some reason... The animal workaholic that you are. If you're at the Garden on your 40th, I will drive there personally, and I will put a bag over your head and kidnap you.
No,
they haven't been the Horcats.
No.
Yes, and there will be Horcats. I look forward to seeing you on the.
They haven't been the Horcats. No. I look forward to seeing you on the Chase Bridge.
No, that's not what we're doing. If you happen to need to work that day, we will support you as a show and show up and give you a big, beautiful birthday cake. Is what we'll do, Ray.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
This is what I want.
That would be pretty cool.
No, this would be better. I want Dave dressed up as one of the New York City dancers singing happy birthday at center court. For
like Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God.
Mr. Santiago. Thank you for being a friend. I still stand by the loser of our football picks next year has to sing a song dressed as a Knicks City dancer. At half court.
Yeah, but no singing. It's just the dance. You have to do the dance routine.
Whatever. You have to dance with them?
Yeah, that's the whole point. You have to be one of the dancers.
Oh, God.
Ha-ha! You can't get us.
RJ won't do it, though. RJ refuses to
RJ, why? Why?
I feel like it's self-explanatory.
No. How good would it be?
RJ, you'd be the top of the pyramid.
He definitely doesn't want to do it. One of us will drop the poor guy.
Drop the poor guy? No. Put him... Oh, I was going to say something nasty, and I caught myself.
What were you going to say?
You want to know?
Oh, I want to know, yeah.
Oh, no.
I was going to say you could put him in a thimble.
Jeez.
No. That's not nice.
No, I know. That's why I caught myself.
We could throw you an old, like, we could fling you, RJ, probably.
We could shoot you with the cannon into the crowd. People can bring you home. Have an RJ.
I will say they do have the technology to be able to fire. I don't know how many t-shirts they shoot at once out of that thing.
Those cannons are dangerous, by the way.
By the way, have you ever seen any just full population get more excited for a free T-shirt being shot at them?
No. And the people sitting in the wealthiest seats also.
Right. They scream. Like, I mean, you could have a guy dressed to the nines.
They climb over each other. They borderline fight each other. Yeah. People try to crawl into the camera well.
Sounds like the Beatles. It's like, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. Like, they start screaming, oh, my God, T-shirts!
It's one of those things.
It's important stuff. People love free stuff.
People love the T-shirts, though.
Rich people love free stuff, man. Love it.
I get it. I think, but it's not just the rich people that love the free stuff. It's anybody.
Everybody.
I don't know if the Knicks, though, have... I don't know if they've trademarked the technology that allows them to shoot that many T-shirts. You could take that thing off to war.
Things like a Gatling gun. It's amazing.
I'd like to shoot Dave with that thing.
Well, you know what? Let's do that. Let's do that.
What?
If I lose the football picks, you guys will line me up and shoot T-shirts at me from a close distance. See, I'm willing to sacrifice anything. No, nobody else will.
I think there's a liability issue with that.
Why? If I sign a waiver?
I'm in. I'm all in for it.
RJ, would you let us shoot T-shirts at you?
I think so.
Okay.
Do we have access to the Knicks machine gun?
You don't think the Knicks would lend us the gun?
I don't know. Might be proprietary.
I don't know. No one would lend us a working jugs machine. Are you going to get all of a sudden the Gatling gun?
I think we reach out to the Knicks, and I think it doesn't have to be the Knicks, the Islanders, the Rangers. Somebody would lend us the T-shirt gun.
You could probably rent one from a store somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you can rent one of the ones that, like, the automatic ones, like they have it. Like, you get the single one, but I want
rapid fire.
Right. I want to light him up.
Well, why would you assume I would lose the picks?
I don't. I'm just saying, if we're listing the people I would most like to line
so
up
if
with,
you, the, if we made that as the wager, you would want me to lose.
Yes,
and then
yeah, I would want you to lose. I would want you to be dressed up like a dancer, and then I would want to pepper you with that shirt.
So, RJ, you willing to do that? You have to dress up as a KCD, a Knick City dancer, and get peppered with the Gatling gun.
You have to dress up too.
Yeah. You get
of
pelted.
Course, you can't just show up. You have to dress up like the dancers. Yes. Yeah.
Do you have to do a dance?
I think it should be all of it.
I think so too. I think show up in the outfit, do a dance, and then take the T-shirts.
Right.
I think it's all of it. RJ, you in?
Well, we have time.
Not much. Football's right around. The draft is right around the corner.
You're right.
Or what do you want to do? Would you want to choke down a delicious Whopper? Is that what you want to do?
I wouldn't mind it.
Really pay the man?
Yeah, really pay the price for losing?
Yeah, really eat a, maybe we'll have you eat a Krispy Kreme or something like that. Really, really punish you.
You're making me the Whopper.
Do you have one? I would love a Krispy Kreme right now.
Would you?
Oh, I love donuts.
So I bring in donuts next week and you would love it.
It would be enjoyable for all.
Okay, I'll do that for you. Is what I do.
No, you won't, because you're not going to find donuts anywhere.
Donuts.
Don't you dare challenge me.
Don't cheat. Don't cheat on the produce guy.
No, I was going to bring in a multi-level meal, like some bananas and some donuts.
That's a combo.
That would be quite the little surprise for everybody.
Of course I will.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.